This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 28,000 state employees will gain collective bargaining rights under a law signed by Governor Polis today. It guarantees that public sector union can negotiate binding contracts with the state. However, lawmakers will still decide salaries. Workers will not be allowed to strike under the new law. Republican Senator Cory Gardner's re-election campaign has run its first attack ad against Democrat John Hickenlooper. CPR's Benta Birkin reports.
The TV ad uses the former governor's own words against him. It shows clips of Hickenlooper saying he doesn't want to run for U.S. Senate.
John Hickenlooper.
Being a senator would be meaningful, but I'd hate it.
I don't think I'm cut out for that.
It would be a huge sacrifice.
The Senate doesn't attract me at this point. Just doesn't attract me.
Hickenlooper's campaign says the ad is misleading and that the moderate Democrat is a target because polls show he has the best chance to beat Gardner. Hickenlooper and former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff are facing off in the state's Democratic primary on June 30th. I'm Benta Birkeland, CPR News.
CPR News is co-hosting a live debate between Hickenlooper and Romanoff starting at 6 o'clock this evening. And CDOT is closing westbound I-70 traffic near Mount Vernon Canyon west of C-470 for 10 minutes at a time to complete rock scaling operations in the canyon this afternoon. It's 90 degrees, mostly cloudy for Denver, 91 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.